Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio Show.
It's Monday, January 23rd. It is Hilltop Radio Show Day right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's your boy DJ Sean along with the chocolate goddess herself, the chocolate one, the tasty one, double chocolate. What's up, girl?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good, boy. You just eat it. You hear that a purr comes alive when you say the tasty one, boy. Good Lord.
Right? Yes, indeed.
Oh, come on.
How was your day?
You know, it was challenging. You know, I got a lot of stuff. Got a lot of stuff coming. Got a lot of stuff done. Got a lot of. It's just a lot. You know, 2023. You know, we're 23 days into 2023, and the phone is ringing. You know, people want to be a part of the show. People. You know, want their music played, you know, and it's just, I can't say overwhelming. It's just, you know, people know who to turn to or who to come to when they want their music, you know, broken, you know, and I can't thank nobody enough, you know, for all the people that call me and, you know, I got an artist that wants, can you break their music? I got an artist that needs some, you know, interview time and stuff like that. So it's humbling that people recognize real from real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
So I just got to say that, you know, and, you know, again, appreciate all the listeners that are, you know, listening around the world right now. You know, we're West Virginia, Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, we're a city of London. That's a first for that's a first Ooh. Ever city of London. Wow, that's a first. We're in Indiana. We're in India. We're in France. We're in Italy. No, we're worldwide shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the first I've ever seen it. The city of London. I'm gonna have to check that out. But that's a first, you know here. So Double Child, tell, you know, what's going on with you, sweetheart? You know, people bugging me about Love After Dark.
Love After Dark will be coming back. I'm going to make a post. I was just waiting for the visual, but we're going to see. So I don't know if I'm coming back this Sunday or the following Sunday, but I'm coming back. And when I'm coming back, y'all, I'm coming back with a bang. So y'all get ready. And then once I go live and I be cute and everything, y'all don't really be loving the chocolate goddess.
You see, y'all, here, you see how she hesitated because of the day of birthday next month. So you know damn well she ain't coming on birthday.
I'm not working on my birthday, but I'm going to be cute, though. Now, so I might be going out of town. Well, I'm going out of town this weekend. So if I do a show, I have to see what time I'm gonna be back Sunday. But the following Sunday, I'm supposed to have Roy Chip Anthony. This Sunday, I'm supposed to have Kiko. God, I love his music. I can't wait to really get him on the show. And then the following Sunday after that, you know, the third Sunday, that's February 12th. I hope you. Make sure y'all remember February 12th is the Queen's birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we will be going live real, real soon.
So
stay tuned
for
Love After Dark. We'll be coming.
So she accepted Cash App, no dick pics or nothing, y'all, for her birthday.
Only if it's me. Don't be sending me no little shrimp. I don't do shrimp.
All right. Let's get my big brother on here. He's crazy. He's tuned in tonight. We're going to bring him over as our, you know, as our extra co-host tonight, big brother Mike. Mike Ross, what's up, man? Welcome to the show, man.
What's good?
You out of Louisiana, too. Yeah, man. You hear all that nonsense, man? It's got to be big boy.
I hear. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
I feel you.
And don't send me nothing with all that taco meat on there. Ooh, y'all make me itch with that. Especially if it's napping, look like some little beady bee. Don't do it.
Oh, man.
Because I'm going to send you a message back and you ain't going to like it.
We can't get her revved up too much, Mike, because last time we got her revved up, she got in trouble and got put on the couch with a bottle of water.
Oh.
Got kicked out.
Got kicked out of the bedroom. Two doors down on the left.
Yeah,
we're waiting on Mike. Again, Mike, man, you know, thank you for being part of the show, man. We're waiting on, you know, your artist. What is it, Mimsy?
Mimsy.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Oh, there she, okay, she called in with you. Okay, all right. We didn't know that. Okay. What's up, Mimsy?
We in the scene.
I'll get ready. Get on Mike. I'm like, Mike, how the hell you go and you bring an artist on and she can even call in and you on. I didn't even know you had you on here. Well, I just want to say thank you. This is nothing but the Lou tonight, y'all, Louisiana. This is a Louisiana show tonight because at 10 o'clock we got another artist from Louisiana. So this is a Louisiana night tonight, y'all, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So.
Oh.
I just want
to the 337 to the 504. That's right.
All in the boot, baby.
Yeah, the boot boy. The boot's getting ready to kick somebody in the ass. But anyway, Mimsy, again, welcome to the show, sweetheart. You know, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, being here on with us.
Absolutely.
When we have queens on, I let the queen start the interview with the queen. So go ahead, Double Chocolate. It's on you, baby.
So I'm just going to ask, what really got you into music?
So coming out the womb, I was a musician. I was raised in a family of musicians. My mother and father actually were sound engineers and in a local band back in the 80s. So I just grew up in the environment. As soon as I could reach the keys on the piano, I started playing piano and working on my own music as a child. Sang in choirs, wound up joining the band, and it just escalated into me creating my own music. At first, I was playing acoustic guitar and singing, and that developed into hip-hop. I've always been able to rap. I always rapped other artists' music, so I started writing my own.
All right. So when was the first time you performed? Was it a school play or...
The little recorders they give you in school, in elementary school.
With the little tape. With the cassette tape.
That was one of my first performances, and I was so excited because we got to play Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. So we all had on, like, our Smooth Criminal hats. that glowed in the black light, and then I got to play an alto recorder. So it wasn't even a regular recorder. It was an alto recorder, and that was definitely exciting. I was in the third grade, so that was my first performance. And then, you know, I with band and everything, I was always first chair in middle school for clarinet. As far as choir is concerned, I mean, it's been a consistent thing. The first time I actually performed on stage, we used to have something called Neon Saturday Night here in Shreveport to help fund the lights on our Texas Street Bridge. And my father had me sing one of his songs on stage during that event. And that was the first time that I actually got to perform in front of a crowd of, like, civilians out in the public. And I was totally addicted from there on out.
All right.
She said she had a little cassette player and a tape. Go ahead, girl.
I see
one of them since the 70s.
Cassette player, a recorder, like the musical instrument. Now, if you want to talk about cassette players, I had my little Walkman, and then I actually had my little tape deck, you know, the old school tape decks before they put the CD players in them, and I would sit there. And I would listen to, like, Cyndi Lauper, and I would do my own harmonies. So I would take my recorder, and I would hold it up to my tape deck, and I would play the tape of Cyndi Lauper, and then I would have my other tape in my tape recorder, and I would actually sing along and do harmonies with any of the artists that I listened to growing up as a child. But no, we were talking musical instruments, but, yeah, we can go into recorders, too.
All right. Oh, man, I'm way off. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing.
Hey, it's all good. You learn something every day.
Yeah. But I swear you got some soul in your – you have some soul in you, cause I can hear it and I can feel it with your vibe, but it's all good though. So let me ask you this. You know, you're in a state where it's, you know, Southern soul, R&B, you know, hip hop, rap, trap, you know, underground. Where do you fit?
Currently, I'm working on hip hop projects. You know, I'm collaborating with a lot of people who are doing bounce music, trap music, hip hop, pop artists. You know, I'm very versatile when it comes to my artistry, but emceeing is what I do. Because of the versatility, I classify myself as a hip hop artist, but that branches out into so much more than just saying, yeah, I'm an MC, I rap. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. Let me ask Mike, again, welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you. What is it about this young lady that made you gravitate to her and, you know, get behind her, you know, write music for her and just, you know, just be there? Talk to us.
I'll tell you what it was. I met her. Believe it or not, I was, shout out to my brother. I was in the hospital, actually, and he like, and I got this artist I want you to hear. And you know, you're in the hospital. I'm like, I'm in the hospital, man. I don't want to hear nobody until I get out. He's like, nah, you got to hear this artist. He's like, I ain't playing with you. He said, you ain't doing nothing but laying here, so you got time. So he sent me, he sent me her music, and I listened. I'm like, okay, well, when I get out, and then he said, well, talk to her. I talked to her. And she said, well, I got some new stuff. And so she sent it to me. But you know how you hear with a track? I said, well, she said, well, I got the acapella. I say, send me the acapella. And when I heard the acapella, no shade on the production, but when I heard the acapella, I'm like, man, she got it. Like, whoa. Like, hey, this is real. Like I played it, like, of course, because like I said, I'm just laying there. So I just played it. I think I played it like 8 times. Just,
Yeah, that's,
said, yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's what it, when you play
Mike,
it like that, that's when
Mike,
it hits home.
It was like going to visit Yoda at the swamp. Like, I was up there every day, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's hit these bars. Let's fight these bars. Hey, I just wrote this. Hey, let's do this. And it was literally like a Jedi moment for me.
Wow. Well, at least you kept his ass busy instead of sitting up there not doing nothing and everything. That's a good thing. Yeah, Mike. Before we go into any more, man. You know, you mentioned your brother, man. Our blessings with you and your brother and y'all's family, and everything. You know, on the tragic that happened. You know, with you guys, man. Just know that we appreciate. You know, we appreciate y'all, man. And again, our prayers are with you. And I'll leave it like that. Yeah.
Definitely appreciate. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mizzy, how are you getting any shows? Or are you, goddamn, excuse me, I'll get distracted. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, again.
Mike's been on these shows. He knows how we get over here. You've been on any shows, you know, how is the, you know, in the hip hop scene, how are they taking you, you know, you and your music, how, you know, how the fellas or the, you know, the females, how they gravitate to you. They don't stutter and everything.
I have had a ton of support from the hip hop community. I was very, very nervous the first time I went and did an open mic night. And I was just like, you know, I'll tell you a little backstory. I had, last year around this time, I had pneumonia, and then right after pneumonia had COVID-19, and then had walking pneumonia, and then wound up having a scarred right lung. And so I actually recorded my own personal little demo EP while I was recovering from all of that. And I said, okay, God, are you going to be a bedroom rapper, or are you going to get out there no matter how your beats sound? Because I'm not a pro when it comes to making beats. I'm not a pro when it comes to production. I got so much more that I can learn in that area. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, I'm going to go out there, and they're either going to accept me or they're not. It was a 50-50 for me personally. And I got there, and I have had nothing but support from the hip hop community. And, you know, we are working to bring more availability for the culture to the city.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on bringing more events, more open mic nights, just more for the hip-hop community, because we do live in a very rock and roll, country music-based community. And so we're working to bring that versatility. My dad always told me that Louisiana is about 20 years behind the times. So when it comes to culture, and we are working to versatile everything. So there's more of an opportunity for people who are DJing, for people who are MCing, to really be seen and heard in the community. And so we're really in very good communication with one another. I have been accepted by the community, and it's just really been a great experience. And this is just like lift off and launch mode, you know?
Right. I think, you know, Double Chocolate, you know, I think the culture shouldn't be a white thing or a black thing. It should be whoever can supply good music to, you know, to the community and to the listeners that love, that listen to and appreciate good music. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah. Whether it's country, whether it's opera, whether it's, you know, barbershop music, you know, hip hop, you know, all that, it should be, you know, whoever can make the, you know, make the listeners love the music, and it shouldn't be just, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi should be, you know, everywhere like it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be every, you know, everywhere thing. But, you know, we have those that want to separate and divide, which is stupid. But that's how I feel about it. What is your take on that double chocolate?
For me, I'll just interject that. That's a whole topic for a whole other interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go into, like, divide and conquer, if anybody's read The Art of War, we all know that's a war tactic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, double chocolate.
I mean, I agree with you. I think if you could make music, you could rap or sing or whatever. For me, music, it satisfied my soul. So I can listen to anything from contemporary reggae. You know, I'm not Christian, but I listen to gospel too. Anything that'll make me feel a certain way. You know, if you could bring it, then I don't care what color you are, what nationality you are, what your spiritual beliefs or whatever. I just want to hear good music.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right. We are. We're also blessed to have DJ Big Hood. He's on the line with us. What part of Louisiana are you from, Mimsy?
Port City, Ratchet City, the 318, Shreveport.
Shreveport. I told you it's a Louisiana thing because DJ Big Hood.
He's
from Louisiana too.
Bottom to the top, baby.
Oh, there she go. There she go with that baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't
there
got the
go.
Yes share yet.
Like you were saying, Brother Sean, you know, music is a universal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can listen to the music that Paul McCartney was doing music with the Africans. We couldn't understand nothing they were saying. But it felt good hearing those chants and things. And it's just like as far as country music and bluegrass, I just got out of a webinar, and it was just talking about the different styles of music and just being able to DJ those and show your creativity. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, as DJs, you know, the music that we play, we are suggested to a whole lot of different musical ranges. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I pride myself into, being up on top of a lot of different genres of music.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what, when Chris Jasper was on the show, he said, art, you remember that night, he said, every artist should know every genre of music, and a DJ should know every genre of music as well, too. So that's why I learn everything instead of just one thing. I've learned everything. Because we have rock and roll on here. We've had it all on here, and we're still being blessed with it and stuff like that. So Mimsy, I just want to say you're in good hands with Mr. Mike over there. And when he sent me your music, I was I can't think of the damn word I'm looking for.
Damn, was it that bad?
No. I was.
Not at all.
No, it wasn't that bad, because if it was that bad, you wouldn't be on here.
No, we'll laugh at that.
I can't think of the word I want to use. You know what? Let me think on it. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, flabbergasted.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was blown away. The talent, you know, how your flow and everything. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking here now. I'm thinking, I'm like, wow. You know, Mike. She's the first white MC on this show. The first ever.
Since I've been on
the first white, seriously, since I've been doing my show since 2010, she's the first one. Honestly, the first one.
I take my MCing skills very, very seriously. I really do.
Yeah, so let's do this. Well, the first song up on the board is 318. Talk to us about that one. 318.
So 318 is the local, you know, breakout run song. Like, we had to throw down and put on for the city. And so that's the whole concept behind that. You know, this is for the 318. This is for the Ratchet City. This is for Mandigo. This is for Angelope. This is for all the veterans that came before and produced the word Ratchet for the Ratchet City. You know, it's the put on for the city. It's a breakout song for Shreveport. And that's the whole concept behind it.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is.
Picky when it comes to rap music because I do not like garbage. If they mumbling I'm straight up. I am very freaking picky when it comes to hip hop. I don't like all that garbage. But listen, sis, I'm a fan. I'm gonna need that DJ Sean so I could bump that in my car on my way to my store in the morning. I like it. That's a nice little bounce. I can do a little twerk today, you know. Yeah. I can get me a little bit of that, baby. Oh, yeah. I love it.
I said, boy, Big Freedia would love that bounce. Big Freedia would love that bounce. Hell yeah. Go ahead, DJ Big Hood. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, that's the high energy club record right there.
Hell yeah, that should make you
wow, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Look, I just got out of the gym. I'm sore. I'm still bouncing.
Hell yeah. You better not go to the bar asking for no crown. You better get something stronger than that after that fall. Yeah.
Still be able to understand every word I'm saying.
Hell yeah, yep. The bartender said, nigga crown. After that song, you want some crown? Man, get your ass on out of this damn club. Some damn clown out of that one and everything. But, man, hey, you got you. I ain't saying nothing, yeah. Man. Mike, you got a gem right there, man. That girl.
That part.
Oh, thank you.
Man, she was sounding better than you.
She was. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, wait, what is that? Shout out to DZ on the track. Shout out to DZ on the track. Power Move Records, the scrap that came up with that banger.
Damn.
It. So shout out DZ on the track. Power Move, baby.
And you know, it's the beat that makes the artists, you know, they really get into their craft. When that beat and Big Hood, I want you to, you know, say something about that. Get done, because I know you know you've been a DJ for a long time. It's that beat, man. When that beat is strong and you got our heads as a DJ bouncing like that, man, that song can go a long way. Go ahead, Hood.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, you know, when it first came on, I'm like, oh, okay. And I start bouncing in this jank. I'm like, okay, yeah. That's the high energy. That's what DJs feed for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they feed for, because it's going to feed that crowd and get them up, get them moving.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, Minzy, how do you feel about the feedback that you got from that song, Sweetheart?
I appreciate the feedback. It feels really good to, you know, verbalize the way I'm able to verbalize through my emceeing, you know, and when I get good feedback, when I get any feedback, okay, because I'm not one to discredit criticism either. You know, I hear what everybody has to say, and y'all's feedback is excellent. I appreciate every single one of you guys.
Mike, have y'all tried to count how many words per minute she says? Because she's got a lot, man. Y'all need to.
That's not even a fast one, though. Bro, that's not even a fast one.
you might wanna take that, man. That might be a Guinness Book of World Records right there.
I don't know about all that.
No, but seriously though, for a female, you were flowing. That, hey, man.
Thanks.
How many other shows have you been on, and have they gave you good feedback on this song, or how have your other interviews gone?
Hey,
with you with
y'all got
song.
Y'all got the world premiere of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all,
go ahead.
Y'all got the world premiere of the 318.
Go ahead. Go ahead and purr for us some more double chocolate. Shit. Go ahead. Get that purr on, girl.
Feel free to use it in the rap song. You send me my little coin.
Hey, Mike, listen, man, go ahead and take double chocolates purr, man, and put it in a rap song, man.
Look, I think I got the perfect one to put with her, with Mims on it. You didn't hear me do the shake after, I went, you did it, I went, you know, when they do that purr and they do that shake, that means you just touch everything. You did
okay.
Yeah, that's it.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not opposed to working with other females. That I'm not opposed to working with other females. I put that out there right now.
Hold on. The only thing you get from double chocolate, is she rapping? Is she singing?
She just purring.
Even,
well, actually,
she just purring.
I will purr for you.
I can do a little video. Make sure when you do the video, you put the camera on her for a long minute.
Okay.
Tell me. I know. I'm telling you. If you do that, you're going to have a lot of people subscribing to it. You're going to have a lot of people going back watching it. And you're going to have a lot of people downloading it and trying to cut it up. Now let me stop.
I guess I'm being a two-piece.
Oh, Lord.
I guess I'll be a two-piece.
Oh, let's go ahead on to the next song. Let's get our hands together, fellas. Get our hands together. All right, all right. Let's talk the next song.
Y'all good?
Missy's like, what the hell? What is Missy like? What the hell, Mike, got me on? Hey, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. This is how it is. This is how we bring it and whatnot. And we're going to go to the next song. This is called Easy Money. Talk to us.
Oh, I said that one? Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Run that man.
Oh, cause I ain't got time. You know, that's just me handling my motherfucking business. That's all that is. You can go ahead and play it.
Right now,
so
I like
D's
that
on the track, once again. D's on the track. Power moves, baby. Power moves.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go.
What the hell do you want? What you want? Cause I ain't got time. I'm getting that paper. I'm handling mine. Now watch me shine. I make it look easy. Every day is a turn up. I don't need a reason. Fuck all the politics. If it ain't about cash, your pockets is dusty. Get the fuck off my ass. I know I look juicy, but so does my babe. Thinking big how I like, if you rockin' like that, that's what you told me today. That's why you just a hater babe. My bag is legitimate. Bitch, this ain't no Watergate. These haters so thirsty, goin' drinkin' some Gatorade. It's okay if you salty, you sluggish evaporate. What the hell do you want? What you want? Cause I ain't got time. I'm getting that paper.
DJ Big Hood.
Yeah, I see you had the Trigger Man in that one. Yeah, I like that. That was a whole another concept, whole another vibe with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Miss Double Chocolate, the Chocolate Goddess.
She got bars. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm
getting that paper.
Fan. Yeah, I like it.
Damn, this man, Missy, you got it going on, sweetheart. I can see why you're versatile, and you know this is the second one we heard. You know what I mean? You don't sound the same. You know what I mean? Your flow, you still had a flow, but it's in different techniques, and I like that as an artist. What do you think, Big Hood? You know, is that right to say? The flow is different.
Yeah, you know, a whole another cadence, whole another vibe, and it was still busting.
Yeah.
We just got so many people that are repetitive, and there's so many cadences that are available, you know? So it's like, man, why just stick to the same? I mean, if it's popular, cool. If that's what's popping, understandable, but there's just so many cadences. Drums are so versatile, and your voice literally becomes part of the drums, you know? So...
Yeah, Mike. What do you think of this? Man, she's like, she can flow, man. And like I said, man, you picked a good artist to work with, man, especially female wise. Yeah.
Look, this was so crazy. It actually got two different versions to this one. Easy Money became the title of it to be the intro to her EP. But the original title was called What You Want. You know, a whole different track and everything. But that's like what they call it. You put your foot on their throat, put your foot on their neck, like what?
Boss.
Oh yeah.
Like y'all say for Louisiana, get it out the bud type shit, right?
Get it out the bud.
It's like, get it out the mud.
Put them in the motherfucking mud.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed.
Hell yeah. All right, let's do this before we get into the next. Jam. Double Chocolate, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media.
You can follow me all the way to her house so we can get in this video and put that brrrr. Follow me at. But any other time, you can catch me at Rosemarie on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can catch me on Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. If you want to see a little lingerie, you know, a little skin, you can check me out on my OnlyFans at Pure Chocolate Tension. And make sure y'all stay tuned for my next show, Love After Dark. I will be tuning in soon live, baby. And it's the baddest show on the Hilltop Network. And you catch me here Mondays and Thursdays with my homeboy, DJ Sean. We're bringing y'all the heat. Yes, we are. And my beautiful dysfunctional family.
All right. Mizzy, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and where they can go get that music at.
Mimzy MC on all platforms. MIMZY MC. Mimzy Mac. On all platforms. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. I don't really do a whole lot of TikTok or Snapchat. Working on YouTube. We working on distribution and everything. But as of now, my primary platform is Facebook. And we're working on getting my website back up where you can get my merch. I actually do abstract artwork that I have turned into hoodies and jogging suits and things of that nature. And that's MimzyMC.com. So that's on all platforms.
MimzyMC.com.
Yeah, and that'll be back up and running within the next month.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I like that. Get you to do me a DJ Sean hoodie and shit. Go ahead, Mr. Mike Ross. Let everybody know where they can follow you at.
Oh, I'll do it to break that way. It's UNG Music, all social media sites, everywhere. We snapping, we tip, we tweeting, we TikToking, we grip rocking, we Facebooking, we Instagramming, and we also at newngmusic.com. So everywhere you at, we at, they at. And anytime Big Sean, DJ Sean, call them on the Hilltop, rocking with them too. So hey, she with you, baby. We everywhere.
And also just let a little bird know I am behind UNG. I am pushing their brand, pushing their label. I came on with those guys as a consultant / type manager type for them, and I've been pushing their music since day one, and they've been getting good feedback on their music. So I'll be looking out for the UNG brothers. And DJ Big Hood. Yeah, I know he was happy that the Cowboys got there. I've been checking all y'all haters out online, but I ain't saying shit. I ain't saying a damn thing.
Don't even bring them up.
It's show love, and I want to thank everybody for coming listen to the Hilltop Radio Show today. It's not good.
Stop me in my tracks, huh? Okay.
I love you though.
Yeah. But we coming back. Come on, Team Saints.
That's some shit. I thought like, she talking about saying we coming back the Cowboys. But she done threw the day. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead, Hood.
She done killed
my vibe.
You can catch me on Facebook at Big Hood. That's Big with two G's. Also on Instagram at Hood757. You can catch me on TikTok and Mixcloud at DJ Big Hood. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the last one. We about to go. Talk to us about that.
Oh, wow. Okay, I forgot what I said all together.
Yeah, you said
I'm sorry. I'm calm now.
All right. Memzy.
Yo.
Go ahead and talk to us about that one. We're about to go.
Distracted, looking up Big Hood and this lovely chocolate goddess that I have viewed for the first time. Now, what was we talking about?
Yeah, you get distracted when you look at it. Nah, let me be quiet. Be quiet. All them yams. All them yams and hams and everything else. Hey, man, hey.
No, nothing else matters. No more.
Women look at women, too. So, hey, ain't do these days, shit. We were talking about the song. We about to go.
What? Oh, we about to go dumb. Oh, yeah. I'm not even sure what to say about the song because it's fly. It's real fly, and you'll see a whole bunch of other patterns and flips in the artistry, and it's just, it goes hard.
That chocolate goddess, boy, she gets your mind off every damn thing, boy.
We about to go gone. But honestly, this one I see like a mosh pit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, here, this be the song where I would start the mosh pit. This is how it would start.
All right. You know, you be driving and everything good, Mike. You know, you be driving. And then you got that certain person that come across your mind, and you'd be like, oh, shit, I missed my damn turn. Well, that's what double chocolate does to you, boy. Especially if you drive truck, you all fucked up. You got to go all the way down to the next fucking exit, come all the way back up, and then come back around again just to get to the right exit. Anyway,
that chocolate
here we go.
Terrible thing.
And it, get you a motherfucking sweet tooth, boy. All that good diet, diabetes,
song,
boy.
Let's get to the song, Sean.
I'm trying to press play. This ain't working. Hold on. Let me stop. All right, here we go.
We about to go dumb.
Welcome to Buffett's bitch. Like we touching the stars.
We about to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We about to go dumb.
Got your brother so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We about to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go
dumb.
We about to go dumb. Welcome to Buffett's bitch. Like we touching the stars.
We about to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We about to go dumb.
Got your brother so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We about to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go dumb. You already know. motherfucking beast. A problem of me, the word of the street. She's spitting that heat, no sign of defeat. Yeah, bitch, me, sick with the wordplay. Eat jumping for entree. So cold case, move strong way. Move a phone with full plates. This ain't no play date, clean cup of foul play. Selected with hits. It's cannibalism, Louisiana, Momiata, description, reflect on this wisdom, retract, retrace, reload, I'm killing them, that's full pay, no back pay, want it all in the front and like back page, get in your head, so come off your bread,
we got to go dumb,
welcome to off this bitch, like we touching the stars,
we got to go dumb,
slide the slide, flipping the drop, we ready to rock,
we got to go dumb,
got you rolling so hard, about to bite off your tongue,
we got to go dumb,
come here just a bit, I'm about to go
dumb,
we got to go dumb, welcome to off this bitch, like we touching the stars,
we got to go dumb.
Slide the spot, slipping the drop, we ready to rock,
we got to go dumb.
Got you rolling so hard, about to bite off your tongue,
we got to go dumb.
Tell me up just a bit, I'm about to go dumb.
Oh,
you still in your ass, what the fuck is your problem? The negative shit for the bunch, what the hell is you doing? If you ain't moving, living in an old man dick, who the hell is you throwing yourself included? Your people is like, get the fuck out my lane, no really, my legend remains, let me tell it. I'm changing the game, back to my body rocking, now the body experience, body bagging wannabes and pretenders, wall holding the ride, no reeling them, shit's delirious, know that I'm killing them, feeling the pressure, compression that come from me, and I'm from the squad, boy I go hard, dope is the charge, proof is the pudding, I'm running the yard.
DJ Sean, one more again.
All right, here we go.
We got to go dumb.
Welcome to off this bitch. Like we touching the stars.
We got to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We got to go dumb.
Got you rolling so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We got to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go
dumb.
We got to go dumb. Welcome to off this bitch. Like we touching the stars.
We got to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We got to go dumb.
Got you rolling so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We got to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go dumb. You already know. Motherfucking beast, a problem of me, the word of the street. She's spitting that heat, no sign of defeat. Yeah, bitch, me, sick with the wordplay. Eat jumping for entree. So cold case, move strong way. Move a phone with full plates. This ain't no play date, clean cup of foul play. Selected with hits, it's cannibalism. Louisiana, Momiata, description. Reflect on this wisdom, retract, retrace, reload. I'm killing them, that's full pay. No back pay, want it all in the front and like back page. Get in your head, so come off your bread.
We got to go dumb.
Welcome to off this bitch, like we touch the stars.
We got to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We got to go dumb.
Got you rolling so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We got to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go
dumb.
We got to go dumb. Welcome to off this bitch. Like we touching the stars.
We got to go dumb.
Slide the slide, slipping the drop. We ready to rock.
We got to go dumb.
Got you rolling so hard. About to bite off your tongue.
We got to go dumb.
Cut me up just a bit. I'm about to go dumb.
Oh,
you still in your ass? What the fuck is your problem? That negative shit for the bunch. What the hell is you doing? If you ain't moving, living in an old man dick, who the hell is you throwing yourself included? Your people is like, get the fuck out my lane. No really, my legend remains, let me tell it. I'm changing the game, back to my body rocking, now the body experience, body bagging wannabes and pretenders, wall holding the ride, no reeling them, shit's delirious, know that I'm killing them, feeling the pressure, compression that come from me, and I'm from the squad, boy I go hard, dope is the charge, proof is the pudding, I'm running the yard.
Man, listen, y'all gotta know how many words she say per minute, man. I swear, am I lying, man? This girl got it going on, man.
She is spitting.
Damn, she's spitting.
And the production is on point.
Ooh, is it? Well, Mike, man, if you let her go, man, me, I'm coming to Louisiana, me, you gonna have a meet and greet.
Basically on site.
On site. I'm gonna be in and out though, cause they tell you when you come to Louisiana, something might happen. You might get messed around and get stuck there.
Don't start that shit. You
left that
shit in 2020.
I got a newbie
and bringing
that
on board. Ain't none of that shit going down.
Go
Hey, I'm an Insta fan. I love you, sis. I'm going to need them songs, so on my way to work, baby, I'm going to be jamming. I need it. I'm loving it. And like I said, there's certain music I call it trash, but I can listen to yours. So that song right there, that's my hype song right there. Me and my girls rolling, just cutting up. Yeah, I wish a motherfucker would.
Hey, you know why I know that Double Tiger likes this song, like your music, because she didn't go on mute and take forever to come back off mute.
Don't do me. Let me tell you my secret. Because the bitch will go on mute quick. We all lost, huh?
It won't say nothing.
I'll be back.
Oh shoot, I was on mute. It was okay. I already know now. And you know, when you've been doing this radio shit, boy, you learn everybody real quick. And I learned it real quick from day one. But anyway, Mimsy MC, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media.
Mimsy MC everywhere. MIMZY MC. There might be an underscore in there, but it's pretty cut and dry. Just Mimsy MC primarily on Facebook. You can Google me. It's just launch mode. We in launch mode. We in liftoff. We taking off.
All right. Mimsy, again, I want to thank you for being part of the show. You are awesome. And don't stop doing what you're doing. You know, continue on being you like you are. And, anytime that you got music and you want it broke, you know, you already know where to come to.
Right on. I appreciate you, man.
No problem at all. All right. This guys, that's Mimsy MC right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Mike, don't go nowhere. We want you to stay with us tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, stay on with us tonight.
Gotcha.
I think there's a Double Chocolate. Does Melody have a 713 number? I see a Houston number on online. I think that's her.
Let me double check.
That's somebody part of the show. Just hit one on your keypad and that gets you over into the queue. Houston number. Oh, wait a minute. It's open. Let's see what we got here. 713, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Melody.
Okay. All right. This Melody, I'm gonna go ahead, Double Chocolate. You go ahead and take it over. We're doing a special show tonight. What do you say?
I don't even have the song. But hey,
you don't
know. How are you doing,
hey, sis? I'm doing good. I was just listening in.
Right. So what you think about her bars?
Huh?
You heard that?
I didn't hear you. Yeah, I heard some of it. I didn't hear the whole thing because I came in a little bit later. But you said it was Mimsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Mimsy? Yeah.
Mimsy MC.
Yeah, great material.
Yeah, it's a Louisiana show tonight. Everybody on here is from Louisiana.
Okay.
Nothing but Louisiana goodness on this song. Beautiful women.
Oh, yeah.
So, Melody, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what kind of music you do.
From Lafayette, Louisiana. So, like y'all said, you know, Louisiana. In the building. I am the type of music that I do, because I fought with that box for a long time. because I really do, I really could sing anything. You know, sometimes I'll do a little bit of poetry or, you know, might even drop a few bars on something. But ultimately, the music that I do, I always like to have a message in the music. So I like to, you know, if I put myself in a box, I would just say that, you know, inspirational. Because I just like it to be encouraging and, you know, I'm more lyrical than I am, I guess, artistic, I guess, you know. So I know they have to kind of coincide with each other, but I really embrace the lyrical side of music. I like to, you know, kind of make sure I'm feeding it, you know, and people can kind of connect to the message.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, DJ Sean.
Yeah, I invited you back on the show, Melody, because I love the song and Smile, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to invite her back on, and we're going to break that song worldwide tonight because we do have a lot of people listening in Boston, Virginia. I mean,
thank you. That's awesome.
Germany, everybody's tuned in tonight. And we all know, might as well go ahead and tell everybody that's new, that's listening to the show tonight, who is your brother. So go ahead and get that out the way.
Well, you know, I actually have two of my brothers right now that are mainstream. So New Cupid is one and Uncle Love. And, you know, I know Cupid has a new song, Flex, and my little brother has so many songs out that's just blowing up. You know, so I'm so proud of him and everything that he has going on. So, but, you know, they've been busy and they've also been assisting me with my upcoming project that I was able to, you know, kind of work on and kind of get prepared for release in the next few weeks. I have more music coming. But so those are my brothers. And, you know, hopefully, and we're kind of like thinking about what it's going to be, but we've been, you know, pondering on possibly doing something together. We're not going to, you know, put a tag on it yet, but that's kind of in the making, hopefully. They're cool with me saying that, but we're working on it.
We're going to have to work on a show. Go ahead, Double Chocolate. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, we're going to have to work
y'all
on the show.
On Love
yeah.
After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart ass.
No, look.
Smart ass.
You're not stealing my people, baby.
Mm-hmm. I was going to.
You
got to
be live and visual.
You know, bring her to our table and change shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Baby. I'm a Louisiana woman, baby. I get what I want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was let me finish what I was saying. Melody, before I was rudely interrupted. Now let me stop. I'm saying we need to get all, you know, you and all three of you guys on a show one night and just, you know, a family thing. That would be a perfect show with all y'all, and we just play y'all's music. You know, and just collaborate, you know, collaborate on each one of you guys and everything. So this song, Smile, what made you, because you do have a lovely smile. I'm going to just tell you that. You do have a lovely smile with your pictures.
Thank you.
And we know, and I know, I think it was last time she was on here, Double Chocolate, she claimed she was a little shy or something like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going. I'm gonna get that shyness out of you, but never mind. But tell us a little bit about Smile.
Yeah, well, the concept for the song was really to inspire people that was going through something, because I know, especially with like COVID-19 and everything, everybody's going through a lot. You know, it's been heavy for everybody. And it was just something to just kind of remind people, like, you know, we're going to get through it. You know, every day can't be a rainy day. Every day can't be a struggle. So it was just something to kind of get, you know, to be inspiring. And as far as the track, you know, I really love that it's inspirational, but it still has kind of like the dance Southern soul element to it a little bit. So I really enjoyed that. And Deuce Jacko produced that track, and he uses a lot of live instruments. So absolutely love it, because when you perform it live, it's live instruments, so it's almost identical. But that basically was the concept of the song and how it came about. So,
yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I used it in a mix today. I'm doing a special Love After Dark show for this Sunday night for Double Chocolate. And I put Smile in the Love mix
awesome.
That I'm doing.
Thank
so
you.
It's going to be in that mix, 20-minute mix that I'm going to be doing on Sunday night.
I appreciate that.
Mike is a co-host with us tonight. Mike, any questions you want to ask this young lady?
This is a good one, because I'm trying to actually check out the music right now, multitask, but from all your mix-up, you say you do bars, some bars sometime, and inspiration, do you find the meaning, even though I do hip-hop, do you find that doing the inspiration is more fulfilling, not just to as reaching out people, but more fulfilling to you as well?
Absolutely. My roots, of course, are, in church. So I've always been rooted in that, and I've always had a passion for singing. And, with my family, they can outdance me any day of the week. Like, they can get on stage and just, blow it up. And I was usually the person, on the background, vocals or, doing the ad-libs in the background. So the inspirational really resonates with me a lot. Love it, love it, love it. Because I'm a lot more comfortable giving that inspiration and just seeing how how it resonates with people and seeing how it could take them from like a negative space to a positive space. So, yeah, it does hit home, and it does connect well with me.
Big Hood, any question? Anything you want to ask this young lady?
Not right now, bro.
All right.
I'm gonna wait till the music come on.
Hold up! Did you just change your voice to sound like Barry White because she's on?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Shit.
Yeah, he did.
Nah,
I
didn't.
Nah, I
didn't. Don't look, like sis say, don't do me. Don't do me.
Yeah,
don't do me.
Do me.
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, she's a beautiful young lady. Boy, I said my voice like Teddy too. Turn off the lights. Let me
stop. What on social media? I'm gonna check you out real quick.
Go ahead and get your social media out, Melody. He wants to check you out real quick.
Okay, so on Instagram is AnsoulMusic21, and on Facebook, Melody and Soul.
All right, we're getting ready to break Smile worldwide with Italy tuning in, France tuning in, Germany tuning in, Virginia, Los Angeles, California. Everybody's tuning in right now all around the world. So what I want you to do is shout your song out, Melody, and we're going to pop it.
Melody and Soul with my new single, Smile. Hope everybody enjoys it.
I love you.
My sister Flow.
All right, all right. That is the world premiere right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Wow, we got, man, we're up to 25K listeners tonight here on the Hilltop Radio
Show.
Mr. Mike, Magic Mike, talk to us, man. What do you think about that one, man?
I love that one. That would be a song every morning when I get up. First, give him praise to God. I pray, read the word, and then I like to give inspirational on my social sites. And there's songs I play, and that definitely is one of the songs I like to get up, give that energy to the world, give that positivity to the world, speak it, give a word with it. I'm definitely feeling that song, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
What can I go by?
I'll make sure you get a copy. Big Hood, you got a copy? Do you have that song in your stuff?
No, I don't. But I would like it. It's like
I'll get it to you tonight. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean,
You good, brother? Very instrumental. That's something that you know. I used to listen to this DJ called a Storyteller. And every morning about 5:30, I'm on my way to work, and he'll play "Wake Up Everybody," almost. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vibe I feel from that.
Go ahead. Get your song on, brother. Go ahead, do it again.
All right. Go ahead, man. And that's the vibe I can see from that. Like, you know, hey, in the morning, yeah, get up, smile. You know,
right.
You know, we'd all been through things and. Yeah, waking up is a wonderful thing.
Right.
Smiling is even better. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Put a smile on your face. That's giving your face something to do. Put a smile on it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Go ahead, Double Chocolate. You've been knowing this young lady for a long time. Go ahead.
And I've always been a fan. Always been a fan. She can blow. You can blow.
Thank you.
Her voice is just—it's unique, and it's just always on point. I mean, I love you two brothers too, but you're in a category by you know on your own. You can hold your own.
So that's what I love about you.
You can hold your own.
Thank you.
Yeah, she is a especially you know live. That's live with, you know, music instruments and stuff like that. Even like, it even takes it, even makes it sound even 10 times better. And I have to go back to what Mike and DJ Hood was saying, you know, that is an inspirational song to wake up to. Get, you know, after you pray, get your day started.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're going to work or just, you know, working from home or something, that song does inspire you to smile. Yeah, so. I love it. I really do. And I'll make sure everybody gets it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how do you feel about the song?
I like it. I liked it. I actually, you know, after I wrote the song and we came up with the song, I kind of, which, and I do that sometimes, I sat on the song because I kind of think about, okay, I know I enjoy it, but I wonder if, you know, everybody else would enjoy it and everybody else would get the message that I'm trying to convey in that music, because music for me is like a therapy, you know, so whatever I'm feeling, it's easy for me to express that through music. And it took me a little while. And when I let my brothers listen to it, they were like, you got to release the song. You have to release the song. So I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and, you know, let's do it. And it kind of went like that. So, but, you know, I like it. I like it, and I can appreciate that other people can kind of get the message that's being conveyed. So I'm really excited and appreciative with that.
It is a strong message behind that song. So you like sitting on some music, huh? You like sitting on music?
I write a lot. Like, I love to write music. So I love to sing, and I love to write. So I have tons of songs written in various genres. But it's like something will stand out about a song. Like the next song that I'm going to release, and I can't say the name right now, but
I had that
song written for, that song has been written for a little while, and the producer on the track, Deuce Jacko, he also did another live version of the original track I had part, and we restructured it. And, I mean, he did an amazing job. It's more, I guess, I would say eclectic a little bit, because it's going to be different. But, you know, with this one, I want to shoot the video and have everything ready, you know, to bring it on the scene, because it's going to be different. But I absolutely love it, and I'm excited to release it and share it with everybody.
So we sure can't wait to hear it. So do you have any shows booked or coming soon?
I have some things coming up. But, you know, we're in a management thing right now. So those are going to be posted really soon. But we decided to get, you know, my road manager, we switched that up. So we have somebody that's going to be doing that. And I just don't want to kind of, like, put everything out there without him, you know, because we're still in the phase of me. Like, you know, I've been out of it for a little while, for a couple of years. And getting back into it, I just kind of want everything to be solid before I start actually promoting it. So, but I'm going to let you guys know so I can come back and give you the listing of everything.
So you mentioned management and transitioning. How's the transition, you know, getting back into it with the management,
It was painless. It was painless because, you know, I've worked with the crew. I worked with, I worked with various people. But my family, you know, because I've already said who my brothers were, they kind of decided, like, you needed your own role manager. You needed all of this to be on your own because they're both really, really busy. So, you know, we confirmed, you know, who it's going to be, and I just want to make sure that we kind of go through the proper channels with everything. But it was a painless thing. I worked with him with the first album that I dropped years ago. So I'm excited to kind of have a lot of the people that was in my crew, you know, back in my crew again.
That's good that your brothers helped you with the right managers with your career. That's good that they put an input, you know, on that with you, because a lot of people say they can manage it, they can't do a damn thing. But get them off the front,
exactly.
Get them off the top, and then still have their head holding out saying they get their percentage. You follow what I'm saying? And
right,
a lot of people
don't know
how to market your music and, you know, don't know how to negotiate a contract and things like that. So it's good that, you know, your brothers played a key part, you know, in that and getting you back out there and going through the right channels to do the right things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes managers take forever. You know, when you like radio, when you got a hot radio show, And people ask for certain artists and stuff, and you reach out to the artist and like, well, you know, go through my manager and stuff. Sometimes these damn managers drag their feet. And sometimes, seriously, and sometimes these artists miss out on good opportunities and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes I had to tell, you know, like when I manage, I have to tell them, you know, there's a difference between business and personal. You know, we're doing business, so if you come at me in a business way, I can't take it personal, because if I'm holding you from missing opportunities and stuff, you have to put your foot down. And that's why, you know,
Absolutely. Sometimes
I get hesitant about talking to managers sometimes, because some of them act like they know and some of them do know and some of them don't really know, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the business side of music is so heavy, you know. I enjoy the creative side, you know, the ability to write and to, you know, do self-expression. But there is a business side to it. And, you know, like you said, it's important to have somebody handle that business side and mm-hmm. handle it from the beginning, because you don't want to get yourself caught up in these different contracts and things and not knowing, not being educated in that industry. And, you know, you take a loss, or a lot of losses. So, and not just in monetary ways. A lot of times people get involved in these different contracts, and now you restricted from even releasing mm-hmm. music, you know, because you signed something and you weren't really aware of what you were signing. So that was very important for us, just to make sure that the music that comes out, it's arranged properly, is, you know, everything is released properly, and, you know, everything is just done correctly. So
so everything that you're saying is like, I give you three. If I had four thumbs, I'd give you four, but I'd give you two. Is, you know, is everything you're saying, because, you know, a lot of artists loses out because managers don't know how to manage manage their music where it needs to go at.
Right.
You know, even though you're Southern soul, you know, you're Southern soul, but that song right there is more contemporary. You follow what I'm saying? That can go into contemporary.
Okay.
That can go.
Yeah.
Honestly, it can go into, if you really push it, you can really go into gospel with that as well too, because it does have a gospel flow with it. It does in R&B. You know, that song is a crossover song. So those are the categories that if I was, you know, on your team, those were the categories mm-hmm. where I would market your music at.
Real okay. time.
Because Kurt Franklin, some of his music isn't really gospel music. It's, you know, it's low-key R&B if you really listen to it.
Right.
But this song here, you can categorize that in three different spots. Yeah.
That's amazing. I know you've been doing music for a while, so I know you have a lot of, you know, experience, you know, like the masterclass experience when it comes to music. So I appreciate that. I appreciate mm-hmm. that, because that kind of helps in a lot of different ways, you know, a lot of different ways, and understanding how you can maximize, you know, because a lot of times, like initially when we started talking, they have that box. And sometimes music has to sit in that box because of the content. So mm-hmm. I'm excited, you know, to hear the feedback, you know, and just getting some feedback that it can be like multi-genre. You know, it's not restricted to this one box.
Nope.
That's amazing feedback to get from the song.
Oh, yeah. Double Chocolate wants to hear a song. Go ahead, Double Chocolate. I mean, You're all in my DM. No, I'm just playing.
Don't be telling people I'm in your DMs, boy. But I want to hear Unstoppable. But before we play, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about that song.
Well, okay, so Unstoppable was the first single that I dropped, you know, getting back on the scene. And that song was actually inspired by Cupid. He pitched the song to me and you know, the music and everything. And he was like, okay, so you need to write a verse. You need to, you know, make it work. You need to make the song happen. So I sat with it and, you know, it grew into something. It was really based on everything that I had gone through for the years that I've sat out of the industry, just trying to, you know, recollect myself, I guess. And, you know, he saw parts of the journey, how, like, I really had to fight to kind of get back on the scene and where I wanted to be. And he was like, okay, you know, with everything you've been through, I feel like, you know, the theme song should be Unstoppable, because every obstacle, you know, you were blessed, because I can't say it was me or my own to, you know, get through it. So it was kind of the birth of that song. And what was special about it was he never heard me do any bars before. So he was shocked when he heard, you know, me doing the second verse and I wasn't actually singing it. the expression, you know, the results from that was just funny because he was shocked. Like, what? I didn't know you was doing that to it. I thought you was singing on it. So, but then that song came about, and I love it. Love it. And I think that it does describe a lot of me in the song.
All right. Here we go. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Never stop moving, oil the brakes and band-aid the bruises. Fill the tank, pack up, start moving. Pedal to the floor, no cruising. Time is of the essence, no losing. My future, I'm choosing. Fun enough time in the darkness. Tiny lights like a candlelight that sparks. Real life, no time for conspiracy. Flaws and all, total transparency. Check the mirror, found my resiliency. Whole time had the key, could have been free. Wolf pack, bloodline, not stoppable. A little shaken, so solid, not rockable. No filters, cause life's not croppable. Cut your cameras on, cause all of this is watchable.
Unstoppable.
Money Mike, talk to us, brother. What do you think about that one?
the vibes from the, like you said, I'm vibing out with you, the singing, the chorus, and then the way you drop those intellectual bars. Like, to the MC of me, you spoke to me instantly. Like, I'm already locked in, but now I'm like, oh, okay, all right, okay, give it to me. I was over here ad-libbing you. You didn't even know. I'm like, so definitely. I rocked all the way out. I was rocking all the way out. I think I was done. I'm like, Dad. I'm like, hold on. Oh, okay. Oh, cheers. Wait. Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
DJ Big Hood, talk to us, brother.
Yeah, I was definitely feeling that vibe and That song, I think, is very powerful. I like the message you had with it. I'm always about a positive vibe. I'm unstoppable. That might be my theme song for 2023.
Message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Message.
Message.
Absolutely.
message.
Yes,
double chocolate. We already know you unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me tell you something. That song right there. Theme song. Look, I got a list of songs, especially my you know, my girls, you know. And I'm one, I root, you know. If you can't hype up your girls, you ain't no friend. You know, if y'all notice, I will hype up Ice Doll, you know. And you too, Melanie, because, you know, I love you. I love y'all music.
Yes, ma'am.
But that song right there. You need to get a video on this. Well, I think you already have a video. But if you want to relaunch a video, a bunch of...
No, I'm probably going to relaunch. I think
there
I'm going to relaunch.
She already got her you already got her spot picked out already.
You know?
Right, right.
Hey, I'm trying to be in everybody's video. But
video
I can see it with... Right, right, right. You know, not shying away from it. It makes a little money. It makes a little change. But, you know, I could see a bunch of women, you know, just doing their thing. Mothers, you know, doctors, nurses, you know, women in different fields, you know, doing a little.
Yeah.
You know how Michael Jackson had that little video with the different people? Something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That would make for a good video. Even some men put them, you know, young boys showing them like young and maybe growing up to be a doctor or something
right.
like that instead of being in the street, you know. Yeah,
right.
We're unstoppable. We are forced to
right.
be reckoned with. Yeah. That's my
absolutely.
Favorite. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Yes,
I mean, I said it, you know, when, you know, when we broke it on a Double Chocolate Show, you know, you have a gift and your voice is so unique and really laid back. And like Big Hood said a while ago, all your music tells a message and you give us a message. And if people can't hear your message that you're giving, they're not listening to your music.
Right.
Real talk.
Right.
Real talk. And a lot of people are like,
right.
man, did you listen to Melody's song? Yeah, I heard it. I said, did you hear the message? And then when they get quiet, they ain't listening to shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So, but you know, you're like I said, your music has a message, and if people need to start listening to the message that some of these artists that are, you know, that give. And the messages are inspiring, the messages for their own good, messages of wake their eyes up, wake up, you know, understand what's going on relationship-wise, friendship-wise, you know, or something at work, you know, anything, you know, it's a message.
Yeah.
Big Hood agreeing with
right.
me, ain't you, Big Hood? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we love you. We love you here on the hilltop. You know, there's no place.
Thank
no
you.
No other place
I
we'd rather have. You know, and I told Double Chocolate, I said, man, there's a lot of talent in Louisiana. Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of
so much talent.
A lot of hidden treasure in Louisiana. But I'm just not going. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. I'm messing with Double Chocolate.
Keep playing. All right. I'm a zap you. I'm a zap you. You know they are running around calling me the voodoo queen around.
So Melody, I'm gonna ask you this. I'm gonna ask you this question. Do you get shadowed by being, you know, by your brothers? Do you feel yourself sometimes getting overlooked or shadowed by, you know, Uncle Luck and Keep It?
I don't, because we all have our different elements, our different, you know, superpowers, I guess. You know, I know that, you know, Cupid has, I mean, we all sing, you know, so I'm thankful that God blessed us to be able to do that, you know, but he can make anybody dance, you know, he can make anybody dance. I know that I don't have that quality. You know, and Uncle Luck can make anybody laugh.
Yeah,
you know,
crazy as hell.
You know, And with me, I think that with me it's more of the message, more of the encouraging and inspiring element of it. So I feel like we all have our own arenas, you know, so when we get together, it's powerful. But, you know, as individuals, we all have our different things that we contribute to the industry. So I don't feel like there's a shadow. You know, the only shadow that I think I had, I cast on myself when I kind of backed out, but it was necessary,
right.
You know, but they've always been encouraging. And, you know, if we release something, they just go forward with promoting. So I don't feel like there's a shadow.
So another question I want to, I think we asked you this last time, Rat Double Chocolate, when she was on the show. All your music, does that come from true aspiring events in your life, you know, and you put it to your music?
I would have to say yes. It's either something that I experienced or something that someone close to me has experienced, and I just express it through writing. Like I said, I have a ton of music written, and it's all just from observation or experience.
Wow. Well, I'm happy that I reached out to you, because, and I'm going to tell you the reason why I reached out to you. I get tired of going through news feeds and I'm like, well, why are they pushing this song and they pushing that song? Why are they not pushing this song? And why are they pushing that song? And I'm like, okay, all right, I know what to do. Because, you know, you got a lot of people that pay attention on which Southern Soul artists we bring on this show, you know, and which
okay.
ones that we reach out to and stuff like that. So, and plus that was another reason why I brought you, is to break your music and give you that more exposure that your song
yeah,
needs.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, this is my opinion only, the Southern Soul sound is starting to sound alike. Everybody's starting to sound alike. And it's getting boring. And
got you.
I started going, am I lying, Big Hood? I mean, you do the mixes on Saturdays for us here on the Hilltop, and it's starting to get a little boring. And people are starting to talk and complain about it and stuff. And, you know, the artists, I know they're doing their thing. They have their own craft. But when you start hearing the same sound all the time, it starts to get boring because you didn't heard it before.
Right.
You know, even though it's with a different artist, I'm like, damn, they ain't like Jamaicans. I mean, because of Jamaican to take a beat, you got 15, 20 Jamaicans on that same beat. You know what I mean?
Wow.
There you go. So that's the reason why I try to bring, you know, different style of the Southern Soul. I mean, we got a whole lot, you know, coming up that doesn't sound the same. It's different. And the industry wants different. And that's one of the reasons why Southern Soul is kind of being held up, is because the genre can't be picked up by big time majors, because it all sounds the same. That's just my opinion. Big Hood, you want to add anything to that, Big Brotherhood?
I kind of feel what you're saying. You know, a lot of the, you know, when somebody comes with a house sound, you see a lot of artists trying to gravitate toward that sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I try to stay with the ones that kind of, me personally, I try to stick with the ones that kind of stand out, you know?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, they, you know, like yourself, you know, you're a different style. You know what I mean? We didn't play two songs and they don't sound the same. They're two different styles, you know, two different sounds, two different messages and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Ain't that right, Money Mike?
Most definitely. I love it when it's all mixed up and sounds different, and different vibes, different takes. I like, and then I like when you blend it kind of all together too. I like just the jump vibes. I'm a vibe jumper. I'm a vibe jumper, so most definitely.
Double Chocolate's quiet. Yeah. What's she up to?
Huh? I don't listen to y'all.
When she get quiet, she up to no good.
She's trying to get elevated.
Yeah. She elevated. But, Melody, again, I really appreciate you accepting, you know, my invitation and, you know, and being on here tonight and breaking your song Smile. And if I can do anything to help you promote it and push it to the right generals that it need to be at, don't hesitate. Just get my information from, you know, Double Chocolate, and I will personally help you. Most definitely I can help you
so much.
And help your management team. You know, I don't want to think that I'm stepping on their toes. It's just that when you have someone that wants to help, you know, accept that hand. Except that
right, absolutely. Absolutely. And I thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm excited and nervous. You know, I know you don't think I'm shy, but yes, I am. So, you know, it takes a lot because I...
I heard a nervous thing when you first came on. You're still nervous.
But I do appreciate the invitation so much. And I certainly will. Like, you know, I'm so excited for the music that I have out. And I'm also excited for the music that's about to come out because it is different. And I can't wait to get it to you.
But you can't tell us, right?
Not yet.
Let me do my baby. Please, baby. Can you give it to us, baby? Man, hey, baby.
She's going to be breaking it out on Love After Dark, Mr. DJ Sean. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a phone number now, so I'm gonna be texting you privately.
And watch me take over. Watch me take over. Go ahead and do you, because you already know me.
That's why I ain't said a damn thing. When you said take over, I ain't said nothing. I ain't hear nothing.
It's gonna be the takeover. Go ahead. Do your thing. I ain't even mad. We ain't even gonna worry about it. It's gonna be Love After Dark on Monday and Thursday nights, the takeover.
Shit. Should have done it before. That's why I ain't saying nothing. That's why I'm ziplocked. I ziplocked my lips.
You sitting there talking about, she's serious? Yeah, I am.
Dead damn serious, y'all listening. She ain't lying.
I am. I am.
All right, let's do this real quick. Go ahead, Double Chocolate. Go ahead, Garrett. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media with your crazy song.
You can follow me on Mondays and Thursdays, the new Love After Dark Takeover. The Takeover with DJ Double Chocolate and DJ
Gosh, oh, man. I didn't know you were a savage like that.
She just gave me the motherfucking elbow. She boxed my ass out the face.
I'm not doing it behind his back. I'm not going to make a show behind his back. It's all in his, so he know I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm real with
you. You know you're coming.
She coming. Like Deion Sanders, I'm coming.
But y'all can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rosemarie. You can follow me on Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. If you need some spiritual guidance, some sage, some oil, some candles, your body contour, your yoni steam, your feet detox, holler at your girl at Madame Marie's Candle Shop in the Northgate Mall, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Holler at your girl.
Miss Melody, the queen of tonight. Let everybody know where they can follow you at again, sweetheart.
Social media, Melody and Soul. And Instagram is AnsoMusic21. And music is available on all major platforms.
All right. Money Mike Ross.
Yes, sir.
I know where to follow you at, man. And welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show as a co-host with us on Mondays and Thursdays.
Thursdays in the building with DJ Sun and a real dysfunctional family. But you can always find me at It's UNG Music. Now find me on the Hilltop Monday and Thursdays, and of course the website, newungmusic.com.
All right, my big brother, a brother of the turntables, DJ Big Hood. Let everybody know where they follow you at, man.
You can follow me on Facebook at Big Hood. That's Big with two G's. Also on Instagram at Hood757. Mixcloud and TikTok at DJ Big Hood. You can catch me on the Hilltop Network Monday nights, Sunday mornings, Thursday nights. We doing it.
Melody, anywhere you performing at anywhere soon? Anywhere?
I don't have anything that I can confirm right now that's locked in. But as soon as I do, I'll be sharing it with you guys. So
I'm gonna have to throw your name and get you on that all women's tour that they got planned on. They're planning on doing it in May. So a lot of females, I think it's like 7, and they're all different. They say Southern Soul, but again, like I said, they're not really Southern Soul. It's just, you know, R&B women, they're all different style of R&B, you know, soul R&B,
okay.
R&B soul, you know, neo soul, yeah, blues.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll throw your name in the house. Well, what I'll do is to do the proper channels. I'll send you the information so, you know, you guys can get a hold of the person that's putting it together. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Mike. Anywhere you performing anywhere this soon, Mike? Anywhere?
Let's see. Well, I'm in between two dates. I know we're supposed to be doing a show in Houston, but seeing how, shout out to me, Denise, and my cousin Lou Lewis on that for the Houston Connect. But I'm also in between if I'm gonna be somewhere else around that same time. So, right now, let's just say March.
All right.
Got dates open up in March, so yeah, definitely March. Be it the Southwest or the Southeast, March.
Southwest, Southeast. All right. DJ Big Hood, where you at next? Performing on the ones and twos. I saw you say you're getting ready to break out the 1200s. Well, where are you gonna be at with the 1200s?
I'll be at Triple Effects Thursday night. American Legion Friday night. Flying 20 Saturday night. And right now I'm in negotiations for the Sunday night spot. I'll be letting you know.
Damn, boy, it got so bad, man. You had written 1,200 songs to you. Hold on, I hear you.
I was watching this DJ. I was like, ooh, I missed that. I missed that.
Man, I was watching DJ Jazzy Jeff with J-Rock and DJ Mello D. Man, they was on their Sunday
birthday
night,
party.
Man. Yeah, Saturday night thing. Man, I was like, man, if I don't, boy, I said, boy, I want to go to the stores and get my 1200s out and get my albums out and locked, man. Shoot. Yeah. Double Chocolate, where you at this weekend? No, you some damn where.
I'm going to get my husband pregnant this weekend.
God damn.
He's going to It's my sister's birthday, so we ran the hell that y'all got out in the country somewhere.
Should I tell everybody what I heard the night coming through the door?
Let me
tell y'all, like, man, Double Child hit me up. We were talking about, you know, strategy for the new shows and stuff, right? And let me tell you something. Key goes in the door, right? Before she even crossed the door, baby, I'm home. I said, go in last minute. Got her trained, boy. You got her trained.
Baby, I made that announcement. Baby, I'm home. You know what that means. Slide them boxes to the side or take them off, baby.
Got a train. I was like, go ahead, bro. You got it, boy.
Yeah.
I told you I was
going to
tell
it. I'm a lot of trouble. Yeah, you sure do. You do. But that's all right. I have no shame in my game. That means I announced I was home, slide them boxes off, or move them to the side, whatever you got to do. Cause look, it's time for me to get me. That's all that means.
Anybody in your life, Melody? Anybody?
Significant.
Significant other? With you that I gotta fight.
Wow. No, we don't want fighting.
Right.
He's talking about fighting you. He's talking about fighting him.
Fight for my baby. I mean, I was like, baby, please, baby. You know, can we get the song? Now that all that. Nah, let me stop showing off. Go ahead, Mel. I know she blushes. Hey.
Yeah, no. I mean, at the moment, I guess I would have to say no. I guess that's how I would have to answer that, you know. So no, it would be, you know, I'm just working on music and writing and
somebody wheels turning.
gotta change that game. Clear my throat. All right. Well, since I'm going to be doing a Love After Dark show, we still got about 5 minutes. What is it in a man that? What's the type of man that you would want in your life, Melody? What's the idea of mate for you? Talk to us. I could change my ways.
You know, I know people answer that question all the time, but I don't know that I could break it down. I guess I just think in my mind that, you know, whenever the situation is going to present itself, I'm going to know. I know my red flags, but, you know, I guess I'm not really going off a checklist. Like, if it's right, it's going to work, and if it's not, then it won't. And I'm probably going to just write a hot song about it and, you know, move along. But I don't have a set criteria of, you know, like the perfect guy. I don't know.
All right.
I can dig it.
What do you think, Mike? Is that's something to work with, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely something to work with. Yeah, you know, definitely. Looking abroad for the right gentleman to pique your interest in.
This is intro. I sound like a professor.
Yes, nigga.
Sit forth and bear to spark your interest. Not just regular nature, but slightly intelligent as well.
Trying to talk like Dr. Phil and shit. If you don't change your damn...
Mike.
Just giving off that vibe that you know, when two people
he put
meet,
in that application.
Hell yeah, he's sitting there with a Big ass
you got some
neck
on. Climb that.
He got a big ass turtleneck on, some penny loafers. Penny loafers, a great big ass robe and a corn pipe.
How you doing?
What a toupee. Trying to sell a proper.
You put in
wow.
His application. I ain't mad at you. I ain't even mad at you.
And Money Mike, we're gonna have to have a meet and greet after the show, brother.
Okay.
Nah, let me stop.
The many faces.
And I just want to, you know, shout out everybody that's tuning in and listening to the show, New Jersey, Omaha, Nebraska. Wow, it's a lot of people coming in. Africa. Where else are we looking at? Another couple cities from France. Wow, they really digging that smile, baby. Can you dig it, baby? Baby, can you dig it, baby? Let me behave. Well, make sure you guys tune in Thursday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got a doubleheader Thursday night. We got a neo-soul artist, She Diddy. Another, we got our first Puerto Rican artist, Vero. You know, y'all know I'm hard on names. Vero G from New York, and another trap artist. Matter of fact, we got a triple header on Thursday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Yeah, so got some good music, some good artists coming up. And then you guys know February is yeah, Double Chocolate's birthday, and it's Black History Month. And we got I got the author that wrote the Atlanta Entertainment History. I got her. She's a big-time promoter, and she's still in the industry. Miss Libby Anthony, she's going to be on with us that first Monday. So that's going to be a big show to have her on. And I just received the book a couple of days ago, man. It's got a lot of history from the A. Yeah, a lot of spots. So, Black History. Double Chocolate won't be on until ain't nothing but 28 days in February, so y'all are gonna hear Love Out the Dark twice for the month of February.
No, I'll be taking over Mondays and Thursdays. What you talking about?
Melody, any shout outs you want to give, sweetheart? Any shout outs you want to give before we get out of here?
You know, of course, to my brothers, you know, in appreciation for the support. My producer, I have a few, but Deuce Jacko did the track for Smile and Duke from Hub City Records on the production. You know, so just thank you, everybody that's working with me right now. And thank you, all of you, for inviting me to the show and, you know, releasing the music, you know, and expanding it, allowing it to grow and be heard, you know, by people in different areas. I'm thankful for that. And I appreciate you just being here tonight.
Big hug, give some shout outs, big brother.
I'd like to shout out the Feel Good crew. Interloop Productions, Tremendous Entertainment, PNR Productions, and the whole Hilltop family, including you, Brother Sean. Thanks for everything.
Oh, no problem. Money Mike, any shout outs?
Man, with a smile on my face, I'm going to shout out the whole Louisiana from the 318 to the 514 to the 235 to the 337 and the 965.
Yes, sir.
He's here on the track. And my brother, Alfonso Washington, Luka G, and the Washington family. One love. And of course, you know, Top Radio, man. Hell know what it is.
All right. And the one and only, the chocolate goddess, Double Chocolate.
shout out to my homeboy DJ Sean for making all this possible, having this platform for all of us. And a big shout out to my kids and Big Daddy, who I'm about to go jump in the bed next to, my hubby Max.
All right. She's good tonight, y'all. Y'all will see the picture on social media, laying on a couch with a bottle of water. But anyway, this has been another Saturday show. Shouts out to Double Chocolate. Shouts out to Money Mike. Shouts out to DJ Big Hood. Shouts out to Millianne Soul. Shouts out to Mimsy MC for being part of the show. Shouts out to everybody around the world tuning in each and every Monday and Thursday night right here on the Hilltop Radio Show with the Dysfunctional Family. You guys be blessed. Have a good day tomorrow. And wake up and you guys get that smile.